Everybody, my name is Ken Fallon, and welcome to this issue of HPR Community News, where we give you a behind-the-scenes look at what's going on in and around the Hacker Public Radio community. Today, I'm joined by my fellow admins, Pokey,
hello,
and Code Cruncher,
hello,
who've just joined up today to help out with the administration of Hacker Public Radio. They have been doing a lot of work behind the scenes. You probably heard their names coming up on various different podcasts and at various different shows. So I'm absolutely thrilled that they are on board to help us out, especially as I'll be away for the coming week.
I'm honored. Thank you, Ken.
Yeah, I'm very thrilled. Looking forward.
I'm even more thrilled. Okay, so usually I start off these episodes with welcoming in the new hosts. And at the end of last month, we were running very, very low on episodes. So I put out the call. I just dropped my recorder there. So I just put out the call asking people to send in some episodes, and I was absolutely thrilled by the reply. So I'd like to thank Robin Catling, Jonathan Nadu, Code Cruncher, Brad Carter, Script Monkey, Bob Evans, Disaster Protocol, and Ima Hoof, Skillpacky, and Badbit, who have all joined the HPR network, and I'd like to thank them very much for doing that. As you all know, we're waiting for more hosts. We do have a few shows in the queue, but we still have 191 free slots for the end of the year. Do you have anything to add, lads?
All those new shows were a lot of fun. I enjoyed all of them. Before I started hosting HPR or hosting some episodes in HPR, it was all about the shows for me and what I could learn and what information I could glean from them, which was really cool. I always really, really liked HPR for that. Once I started contributing, though, it's become more about the people who are contributing for me. And that's really, really cool because I'm still getting all the knowledge and all the information, but the people in the community who have been, hosting shows and donating shows to HPR have just, it's really cool to interact with people all over the world in that way.
Couldn't agree more.
Yeah, I mean, that's very well said.
Okay, so let's go through a few of the shows. 695 was a behind the scenes at HPR. And right now I'd like to thank Klaatu for coming in on the urban camping he's been arrested April Fool issue. And I'd also like to thank Karen and Brad over Bradley over at the Free Is in Freedom, both all three of which gave their permission for me to do that. And I hope loads of people were caught out with that, and I hope loads of people did donate to the Japanese fund when you do go to that page. But
I had me going for about an hour until I sat down and thought about it.
Well, I couldn't believe it because the very next episode, the very next sentence was, and tomorrow on April the 2nd there will be.
I missed it.
So then we had Mr. Gadgets, with his another in his path towards Linux. And I don't know about you guys, but I'm amazed at how he's just able to pick up the phone and talk and without ums and ahs or anything.
Yeah, that's really amazing. I did a lot of editing in my first show to take some of those ands and ums out. It's good that we have the phone.
It is pretty it's pretty impressive, and I'd like to thank the guys again for setting that up for us.
Not even just his technique, but even his content is fascinating. I love listening to his shows. They're great.
Exactly. I could listen to him all day on the just on the train. He has a really good voice for radio. Then the next day actually was Jonathan Nadu, who I had listened to his show. I don't know if you guys listen to the mass of media that he puts out. I know on HPR we have a lot of shows, but he is putting out three podcasts a week, and they're all bar none excellent quality. Do you listen to Jonathan's shows?
No, I've never heard of him before, but
Uh,
I mean, both shows that he did this month.
he's got the This Week in Fedora and This Week in Debian and the Frostcast.
Okay.
This show there, Aaron talks with about accessibility in KDE was as a direct result of he had a discussion with him, and they had discussed accessibility, and from one way or another, Jonathan has become the banner holder, I guess, for accessibility on Linux in the podcasting community anyway. So I
I
was.
was thrilled that he posted that show because I do listen to his other shows, and I was real surprised that accessibility didn't come up. So I was happy that it actually did come up in his conversation, and I'm happy that it was put out there somewhere because I take an interest in that. He's blind is the reason why he's become, the front runner for that, and he's a bit of an activist, as we can all see from the podcast he's done and from the festival that he hosted. So he's perfect for that spot. But having known about a couple of other blind users in the Linux community and in the Linux podcast community, who I like, and consider friends, a lot of times when accessibility isn't considered, I'm not blind at all, but I feel personally offended that someone wouldn't consider my friends. You know,
Yes.
and the people that I care about.
Yeah, exactly. And if accessibility becomes standard on the Linux desktop, then it's going to be standard on the other desktops. We saw what happened when, we started introducing Bling with onto the Linux desktop. It's migrated over to the other two desktops as well. Episode 699 was Brad Carter. With an interview with Captain Crunch, and this was a syndicated Thursday one. Did any of you get a chance to listen to that one?
I listened to it, yeah.
I'm fascinated by those phone freak guys. It's
Yes.
amazing.
Yes. And I
Well, we
didn't
all.
know where the 2600 came from.
Oh yeah, that 2600. It is cool where that came from. Yeah, I think we all have a little bit of freak in us. You know, all of
Yes.
us who like to throw our voice at podcasts.
And then again, we had Mr. Gadgets with Tales of April Past. The following day, we had Script Monkey with Backing Up Your Data and Introduction. Yes, is all I can say to this episode.
Yes, I can say yes because my computer got stolen and I'm happy for my backups.
Do you have an encrypted drive?
I have some folders that are encrypted. I'm not encrypting everything.
I think this is one actually that we should. It'll probably come up again when we're talking about what we'd like in the new site or what site improvements. But the ability to take unrelated shows and put them in a series, the backup series, I think will be one. Data security, what to do when your laptop's stolen, that sort of stuff. The following day, I released a special episode. We have rule one, which is that we can bump episodes if they're time related, and I don't particularly like to use it because if it's time related, I'd like to schedule it into the slot. But to be honest, I only found out about the 50th anniversary of Yuri Gagarin's space flight, so I put together that episode with the help of eSpeak and some sound clips that I got. Don't know, did any of you get a chance to hear that, or what did you think of the show?
Yeah, so do you know Russian?
No, I don't, but one of my pastimes in college was listen to Radio Peace and Harmony, which was at the time of Glasnost. We didn't have television, so you tune in shortwave radio to listen about tractor factory production in Minsk and snippets of Russian. So I think it's a beautiful language. I'd
Okay.
love to learn it. But then the following day we had Bob Evans with My Computer History. I think that was one of yours, Pucks.
Yeah, he recorded that over at Northeast Linux Fest, and there were two guys that did some recordings, and his show was complete enough to be, a show, a standalone show. I shouldn't say complete enough because they were both complete. It was formatted as a show, so I put it out there on its own, and the other one I put out as part of my review, because he basically reviewed the show. But I wanted to say about your space flight show that was very, very well produced. I was really, really impressed with that. And just only just now when you said it, did I learn that it was thrown together hastily. So that's even more impressive.
Desperation is the mother of invention, I guess. And then we had a I'm a hoof, humph. One thing about this admitting stuff I'm not very good at is actually there's loads of stuff I'm not very good at, but picking up people's handles is another. So I apologize if you get your name or handle wrong. And my first Linux box, also very interesting. So I really like this series.
Yeah, it's a good starting point.
I think everybody can send in a show about their first Linux box or their first introduction to computers, or another one is what's on your MP3 player, or get you up and going, and then after a while you're like me, looking at everything, seeing how you can turn it into a podcast. Speaking of which, what to do when confronted with a blind person was a request I sent to Jonathan, and it was just a fantastic little episode. I really enjoyed it as well.
Yeah, I was really thankful for that episode. I posted some comments on that one also that what I said in there was I think that that should be required listening for every person who wishes to graduate high school. They should all at least know that much.
Yeah, exactly. And then the following day we had Dismal Science Ubuntu on trial. Oh, stirring it up, stirring it up.
Yeah.
I also commented on that one. I haven't done that much typing in a long time.
And if you are looking for the commons, folks, if you press on the P behind HPR, you'll get a this subscription feed, and it's on our list to make that a little bit easier. Then we had JWP with Enterprise Resource Planning, and I know he says a lot of people don't find that interesting, but personally, I do. He made a very good statement about how Oracle is positioning themselves in the enterprise market at the expense of Red Hat.
Yeah, that show scared the heck out of me.
Yeah. And then we had Skrillex with the Language Frontier episode 3, and this came out on Syndicated Thursday, and I want to talk a little bit more about that later on. But I do love these shows. And then we had Spix on Tech. What do you think of this show?
Well, I don't like saying the name. I feel like that, I might offend someone saying the name, but listening to the show, it's been one of my favorite all-time shows. I like those guys a lot. I like hearing their backgrounds and everything.
Absolutely true. To be honest,
Am I always supposed to say?
I never. Sorry, Maya, go ahead.
I'm trying to remember the show. I'm not sure I've listened to it. But they
This
have a
was,
lot of links in the show notes, which I find great.
yeah.
Yeah, this was Sik El Paque and Bad Bit, who are both Mexicans, and they got together probably over Skype.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I listen to it. Cultural studies.
Yeah,
Yeah,
and he's
hacking. Yeah.
5 days without the internet. Oh my God.
But you have 5 days without the internet, but that guy's got he's living in a house with no doors in the doorways. He was it gives you a little bit of perspective.
Indeed it does. Indeed it does. And they, to be honest, I didn't, when I put up the show Spix on Tech, it was only later I recall like Mix and Spix from some movie. So, but I guess if they pick the show and if they're okay with it, then I guess we're okay with it. And then we have our good friend, Tlatu is back. And those of you, yes, I've got a complete list of shows every week for the next 5 or 6 weeks. Tlatu is going to be up. So he was talking to our very good friend Verbal. And then the next show was Briar Man with Linux Jazz recording my audio.
He is a crowd favorite.
Yeah. I must say though, I don't like jazz. He's going, no.
Yeah, I don't
Yeah, I'm
like
not a.
jazz either, but I mean, he was doing some live recording there, and that's kind of fascinating
Yes.
to just hear what he's talking about.
It is
Yeah,
cool.
I'm not a jazz fan either, but he makes me feel like I'm missing out on something.
Yeah,
Yes.
that is the
That's
annoying
in the
part about it,
comments, right?
yeah. And then we had Mr. Pokey doing the Northeast Linux Fest interview with Matt Lee and Donald Robertson. Do you want to give us a rundown on how that came out? I know you're going to talk about that later in another show, but.
Well, Northeast Linux Fest was such a blast. It was really, really fun. I can't wait to do it again next year, or maybe even to make it to another fest this year, but I don't think there's any others in my area. The interview with Matt and Donald, I was really, really pleased with. I've never interviewed anyone before. That was the first interview I ever did. And those guys were just really, kind and gracious in offering me that interview. And they were really easy to interview. Both guys were really willing and eager to share, what they know about. So that was really cool.
That's fantastic. And then we had the Full Circle podcast with Amber Garner from the Ubuntu Women Project, and that was the Full Circle podcast have released a whole go of shows. I don't know if you guys listen to that podcast.
Not yet, because we're recording this before it's coming out.
Yeah. But do you listen to the Full Circle podcast
Oh, the
itself?
full circle. No, I didn't know about it.
Okay. Well, he's taken the best of and re-edited them down so that they'll fit into the HPR format. So they're kind of syndicated shows, but they're kind of not either because they're for HPR. In the same way that Scurlet's Language Frontier is, it's a syndicated show, but it's not. So it is one of the things on the mailing list this month. I'm having trouble with that. Some shows are clearly the Tembuck Review is clearly syndicated show, no problem there, and it'll get scheduled. But this sort of stuff kind of falls in the gray area, and really, what I don't want to do, and I guess you guys, I don't want to be seen as playing favorite to one above another because, Tlatu is also a HPR admin, but you want to spread the love around. And it's very fuzzy to me to say, well, be fair, because fair is difficult to define.
Yeah, my thoughts on that particular one, the language podcast, was just that there were a limited number of them. They're off the internet now, and the whole goal, which I think is our goal as well, is to get them back on the internet. So my suggestion was to play them every other week, and they'd be done in about 2 months. And I'd say that wouldn't be an offensive solution if there are other shows that are migrating their content to HPR and we're going to be the sole maintainers of that content. I think that might be like a special case.
Yeah, I think that's good. That's actually what I'm doing now. So I'm if you look at the schedule, I've done that every second week, and I'm going to put in the Full Circle podcast every second week as well, and get a lot of those out. And then the last interview, which is in real time, is going to be released on Friday. It's an interview I did with Stank Dog, recorded over Skype, using Skype voice recorder, which, as we found out tonight, can only record one channel. And there we go through they had a quick brief history of Bin Rev Radio, what it is, and it comes down to that Stank basically is currently paying €500 a month or more for the hosting for HPR.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's a bit of a shocker. HPR and Binrev and all those other guys. So they were giving him a massive discount where he was only paying about $150 a month, and then he doesn't say it, but then that deal got where he went back to paying the full whack. So he was a bit pissed off, or he was a bit annoyed about that, and as a result, he wanted to move hosting, and he felt that the Binrev community was not helping him out a lot, which I was a bit shocked when Droops sent me the link, because I feel that the HPR side of the community is very vibrant, and there's a lot of activity, and since I've started doing the admining, I've had nothing but positive feedback from people, and I don't know what you guys' experience has been.
Very positive.
I've heard a lot of positive feedback too. I don't know much about the Binrev side of the house, but I've been looking forward to that episode because I'm dying to hear from Stank Dog again.
Yeah, exactly. So it's all about that, and the server. Actually, since then, I think the server has been moved. So we're up and running. Things that have been bugging me, like the email not working, is now working. So I think we're good to go, and we can move over. One of the things that so anyone got anything to add? I know, Pokey, you need to run soon.
Yeah. I don't really have anything to add about what we've already talked about, but I know that in a few minutes we're going to do a spectacular feat of time travel here on our end, and it's going to look pretty mundane to the folks on the other end. But I don't want it to go unnoticed that we're gonna jump from Wednesday to Monday when Code Cruncher gives her review of Linux Fest Northwest.
Yeah.
This is a last-minute insert by Code Cruncher. I'm on my way home from beautiful Bellingham, Washington State, after 2 intense days at the Linux Fest Northwest. Earlier this year, after Pokey signed up for Northeast Linux Fest, I discovered Linux Fest Northwest and signed up for a table, which was free, as was the participation at the Linux Fest, which is already in its 12th year and has always been free. I must say, I was very lucky that Imhoff joined me at the table. He set up on Saturday morning with the material we got from Pokey, and that included a tablecloth slash banner made by Pokey's mom, 2 books with QR codes to every show of HPR, oval stickers and mini cards, and we added 3 computers, loudspeakers, a condenser microphone on a stand, and 2 HBR t-shirts. And any one of these items actually served as an icebreaker in one way or another. And we talked to a lot of people. We also recorded some short interviews, which will end up in 1 to 2 upcoming shows, so you will hear more about the festival. So people asked us a lot of questions. First of all, what is Hacker Public Radio? What kind of hacker are these shows for? And where are you located? So this last question we usually responded to with a smile and explained how everything works. We use the books with the QR codes a lot to refer to the fact that HBR is already at show number 715 and that it started on December 31st, 2007. Quite a number of people, with the help of Imhoff, scanned a QR code for the first time. And I think at a festival that is so much about community, it felt really good to help people to discover something new. So our table was really busy all the time. We each went to only one talk each. Imhoff became a Drupal fan, and I got introduced to behavior-based testing of infrastructure. So, in conclusion, my impression is that the table at the Linux Fest Northwest was a success. Some people already knew HPR. Others discovered HPR because the table was listed in the program, and many came to the table and heard about HPR for the first time. Imhoff and I certainly had a lot of fun and would like to welcome new listeners as well as new hosts that we met at the Linux Fest Northwest.
So if I can just quickly go through some of the stuff that came up on the list, and then we can call it a day.
Okay.
So we had a lot of discussions about Hobby Public Radio, and I don't know if you people have gone over to Hobby Public Radio. It is looking super, super fantastic. Thanks in no small part to Code Cruncher here. So if you can take a bow,
so,
please.
Yeah. I didn't do much. I just replaced that picture with the trees with Hacker Public Radio logo. And right now there are about five blog posts, and mainly about how we want to develop the new website for Hacker Public Radio. So I think this is a good chance to invite everybody to go to hobbypublicradio.org and look at those postings and let us know what they think should be done to the website. From my side...
Should they all go at once, or are they going to knock it over if they do that?
No, it should be okay.
It should be okay.
So all right, everybody run to it.
Oh, anyways, I kind of, like, from the discussions also on the mailing list, I identified, like, three things that I think would be important to have on the new site. One is, like, a really easy way to upload shows with a form, and where you can upload your file and everything just goes there. A filter that you can use to find shows, and you can also use that filter for an RSS feed, so you would maybe only get certain shows if you're only interested in a certain topic. And the third feature, which I call Babble, which would kind of aggregate all the different communication channels that we have, like Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, show comments, mail list, IRC, and Identica. We have so many channels for communication that kind of run in parallel, and it's really hard to keep an overview, so I would like to aggregate those. And then I think, Ken, you want the cloud, right, the TAC cloud.
Yeah. Well, I have, from the admin point of view, I've got a few requirements. Those are that anybody can come on, register, they're emailed a link, they come back, they're authorized, and now you're a HPR contributor. I want people to be able to upload a show, write the show notes, and press a button, and then that's it. It'll be scheduled. It shouldn't be posted immediately, and then we should be able to schedule one show a day. And then as time goes on, some other things. But I've actually installed a lot of WordPress plugins to see how they work. And I think we're pretty okay. I'm looking for somebody who knows how to change the default permissions from for a contributor and a poster, or somebody who's familiar with it, because on the lowest level of permissions, you can you don't have the ability to upload a file, but you need to be an editor in order to do that. But if you're an editor, you can press submit, and then it'll submit the show immediately, which is something we don't want to do. So that kind of thing. But it'll all work out beautifully in the end, I guess.
I hope so.
Sorry for all the background noise here. The car's going by and the steam whistle just went off. I work in the quarry with Fred Flintstone, obviously.
Yeah.
You guys heard the steam whistle, but everybody's leaving now.
So, I don't know, as Code Cruncher says, yeah, send us your feedback, join the mail list, hackerpublicradio.org/maillist, join there, it's a load of fun, and also go over to Hobby Public Radio and add your comments there. We had some trouble with the... Sorry, go on, Code Cruncher.
I just wanted to say that we're also going to really set this up as a project so that we can also have contributors, I mean, like an open source project.
Yes.
But that part we haven't quite figured out yet which system we're going to use.
Yeah. And when you make a decision about that, be sure and tell us.
I'm not going to make that decision.
No. But yeah, it's again, I don't want to make the decision on my own, and the decision will be made on the mailing list or on voting on the Hobby Public Radio site, but let's all
yeah.
do it together.
Yeah. So right now I'm kind of waiting for you to do the moving of the site, and then I think and go on holidays.
Yeah.
And once you're back, we'll pick up with talking about the whole new site thing again.
Cool. Anything else on that topic, or shall we move on?
Move on.
I think I'm good.
I want to say that there's been loads of positive feedback about the stickers in the Wild Pokey, and I want to thank you very much for that initiative. It's really, really cool, and I'm really enjoying it.
Oh, yeah, that's really cool, because I you know, was just talking with the guys on IRC one day and thought the HPR stickers that look like those, well, you guys have them in Europe, but over here, yuppies only have those little oval stickers.
Yeah.
And I just thought it would be funny to mock those people. I had no idea it was going to turn into, you know, something that people are having so much fun with and kind of taken seriously. And I never expected to get pictures back from it, which was wicked fun. 5150 started that off. And people were telling me that they're going to do shows now that they've got stickers. You know, they feel like they have to earn the stickers, which I had no idea that was going to be the case either. I would have bought shows with stickers years ago if I knew that was going to work.
Yeah, that was definitely a good idea.
Did you see the one that Peter64 sent in?
Two, yep. The two that he sent in.
I had to put them in upside down.
The funny thing is, he sent them to me upside down. I corrected them and sent them to you, and you put them back upside down.
so that was
terrible.
Just moving on. Yeah, I want to congratulate our friends over at Linux Outlaws for reaching episode 200.
Yep. Hey, congratulations, guys, and thanks to Fab for sending us a picture of his HPR sticker on his notebook.
And he has promised to send in an episode, which I haven't got yet. So, no pressure, Fab. No pressure. And I would like to mention, actually, that we are now, if you take into account the 715 that we've done and the 300 that was done directly before that from our, before the rename from Twat Tech Radio, that we have reached 1,015 episodes here in HPR. Of community goodness.
Nice.
It's cool.
1,000. That's amazing.
One
Thanks,
thing.
Everybody.
Yes, exactly. Thank you, everybody, for making HPR into a community. I really think it's cool.
Since the name change, I think I've listened to them all. I don't think I've missed any.
Yeah, nor have I. And I haven't missed any of the 1,015.
You heard all the Today with the Techies?
Yeah. I contributed one or two over there as well.
Nice.
One of the things that came up in the Northeast Linux Fest one, episode 713, Pokey, that you did was the releasing under Creative Commons. We license HPR under Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike non-commercial license, and you released that one under a Creative Commons, so basically allowed for commercial use. And I would really love to change the licensing of HPR so that we drop the non-commercial, because it makes it difficult for anybody to burn a CD and sell it, or buy a USB thumb drive with all the shows on it and sell it for, the cost of the USB thumb drive.
Yeah, or for any reason do, like a news piece on it if it picks up any kind of traction that way.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and if anybody, wants to know the benefits of releasing under a commercial license, Bradley Kuhn is the he can explain that better than I could, certainly do it on Free as in Freedom podcast.
Yeah. And the thing about it is it also prevents you from releasing it on, having a community radio sh a community podcast show on a commercial TV station, because it's a commercial venture. You're not able to do that. So what I would like to do is I'd like to propose and get feedback from the community mail list, hackerpublicradio.org/mail list. Is on switching the default license to drop the non-commercial, so that when you upload a show, that one of the drop-down lists would be what license you license it under, and by default it would be Creative Commons by SA, and you could select non-commercial. So that way, when we're doing the customized feeds, you could take a HPR customized feed where you know that everything is free to use on a commercial basis.
Good idea. A very good idea.
And speaking of people who love freedom, Slick Zero has sent me in a permission to release the HPR music as we like. So we actually own the intro and outro music, and we own the HPR microphone logo. So we can consider those being released by Creative Commons by SA as of now. We've already discussed the syndicated show, what's a syndicated show or not. If you, and it's not too late, have designed a sticker or a
A
business
mini card.
mini card, your
Yeah.
book is on its way. Well, actually, your book isn't on its way. It's starred in my Gmail folder to send the book over. So I'll do that as soon as I get back from vacation. And speaking of vacation, I'm going on vacation tomorrow, so I need to go and pack now. And that's
Yep,
pretty much
I need
it.
to get to work.
Yeah. Okay, and thank you very much for listening. And do you want to say goodbye? And then we'll leave a space for Cold Cruncher to put in her review of the show.
Yeah, goodbye for now.
Thanks everyone for listening. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening to Hacker Public Radio. For more information on the show and how to contribute your own shows, visit hackerpublicradio.org.